Shadow.
Darkness.
Can't exist without the light.
Shadow puppets. Cool, aren't they? Learned this one in summer camp from a kid named John Cunningham.
My father would hold me tight on nights when I had nightmares. And just to make me laugh, he would make stuff. Like this. No light, no puppet show.
The whole idea of shadow is misunderstood.
People are convinced that it's the darkness that makes the shadow shadow.
Thinking that if you can get just a little light on the subject, then all the darkness will go away.
You don't know what darkness is until you get a little light.
People think more light means less shadow, but that's not true either. You ever walk down the street at night and try to watch your shadow?
You have to pick one, don't you? Each street light throwing a beam that catches you just so.
You look down, and there are 8, maybe 10 shadows all meeting at your feet.
Each head, all of them yours, pointed in a different direction, like spokes from a wheel.
Can't tell whether you're coming or going.
Flood the light.
From every direction.
So that the shadow has no place to hide.
A paradox, because each light casts another shadow. Faint, but it's still there.
To get rid of all trace of shadow, you have to do everything perfect.
Who can do everything perfect?
Who can survive in all that light?
People think that to dwell in your own darkness means absence of light.
There's plenty of light.
Usually striking you right in the face.
That's why you hide in the shadow. You don't want to see what the light is trying to show you.